Hi, I'm Ted Ballacher with Reason TV. Today I'll be speaking with Chuck DeVore.
DeVore is a California State Assemblyman, novelist, and retired Lieutenant Colonel with the Army National Guard. The Republican is running to replace Democrat Barbara Boxer in the U.S. Senate.
Is California destined just to lurch from one fiscal crisis to the next?
In the current environment, yes. The reason why is we are very heavily reliant on income tax. So when things are going well, we get an enormous amount of capital gains and income taxes and corporate taxes that flow into our coffers, which we, of course, immediately spend every last penny and then some. We had unprecedented increases in state spending under Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, a alleged Republican. And then when things slow down, as they are now, we immediately go into a massive deficit. And the challenge is to build some sort of a mechanism that when it's booming, we can set some aside.
Much of the political class in California likes to blame our state's economic woes on the national recession. But you look at a state like Texas, it's in a lot better shape. It's comparable to California in a lot of ways. Is there something we can learn from the Lone Star State?
We can learn a lot from the Lone Star State. Let me give you one stunning statistic. Texas has, about 70% of California's population. They're the second largest state after California. Did you know that California, with 12% of the nation's population, now has 32% of the nation's welfare caseload? We have 7.1 times as many people on welfare per capita as does Texas. California has been consistently the only state in the union not to follow through on the welfare-to-work requirements from the historic 1996 welfare-to-work reforms reluctantly signed into law by President Bill Clinton. And so in California, you can actually register for community college courses, but not actually take the course, and that counts as work. Registering for a community college course counts as work.
You have interest in industrial hemp. Why?
Why am I the odd Republican with the
That's hippie stuff.
Well, not
it?
Only does it make a nice shirt that is feels good on the skin, but industrial hemp. Many folks might be surprised to hear that you can legally import it into America from over 30 different nations.
Just the term hemp is kind of loaded when you bring this up just to your constituents.
Did you have to use that?
Loaded. Come on. It's blazed.
That's
cheap.
What
kind of response do you get? You're an Orange County politician.
That's a great question. It often does take a little bit of explanation, but I think that generally speaking, people instinctively understand that if you're importing it from other countries and not allowing your own farmers to grow it, that there's something wrong with the policy.
You're running for national office. Republicans in Congress are now wailing about the giant spending spree that Obama has been going on. Do they really have any credibility in this area, given what happened during the Bush years?
Well, yes and no. Some of them, of course, do, and some of them were principled and tried to put brakes on it then. I guess the big thing is the order of magnitude shift, where now you just tack another zero or two on the spending, and you have orders of magnitude more spending under the current president. So instead of a multi-billion dollar program, now we're into trillions.
Let's talk a bit about Obamacare. The government pays something like 50% of all the medical bills in America.
Right, and if you add insurance companies in, it's probably about 85%.
And so the consumer himself is paying proportionally quite little, and yet the debate is almost always we have to fix the system, and the problem is too much free market.
No, it's not enough free market. Look at one example of an item of health care that's commonly not reimbursed by the federal government and often not on insurance plans, LASIK surgery for your eyes. What you've seen with LASIK surgery is because it is a free market commodity, you see the price going down every year and the quality of results going up every year. That's the way the free market's supposed to work, isn't it? I mean, look at the price of computers.
I want to ask you kind of a fundamental question. Conservatives are often skeptical of big domestic programs like universal health care.
Yes.
On the other hand, liberals are often skeptical of big foreign programs like the war in Iraq. Libertarians, of course, are skeptical of all of it. If it's the same government operating under the same incentives, why should we be trusting of them in one realm but not the other?
I don't even necessarily know if I agree with your characterization of conservatives and liberals regarding foreign policy. I mean, look at the ultimate liberal template was Woodrow Wilson, and of course he was very much an internationalist. LBJ and JFK, you could say, really started the big escalation of American involvement in the Vietnam War. Of course, Truman with his containment policy. What I would like to see is a foreign policy that was a little more like Ronald Reagan's foreign policy, where we encourage freedom and liberty around the world, like Ronald Reagan did with the Solidarity Trade Union movement in Poland, and we give moral support, and if we have to, foreign aid, military aid, but less quick to intervene militarily. Because when people have an opportunity to win their own freedom and keep their own freedom, they're likely to appreciate it more than if the freedom is handed to them on a platter by the U.S. Armed Forces. So I don't know, it presumably doesn't go as far as many libertarian-minded people would think, but then some of my libertarian friends advocate things like armed merchant ships so that we can do away with the Navy, and I don't think that's practical either.
Oh, come on, we've got to... policy report on that. We can change your mind.
You have a policy report on everything at Reason.
Last thing I want to ask you about is the Tea Party movement.
Yes.
Tea Party movement famously did its best to avoid letting politicians speak at their
events. They made an
exception with you. They let you speak.
Three times now so far, and I've got another one coming up.
Do you think this is a flash in the pan thing, or is this a movement with legs?
I believe it's a movement with legs for the following reason. When Americans voted for Barack Obama in November 2010, they thought they were getting one thing, and they ended up getting another. And so what you have is this government in Washington, D.C., that believes it has a mandate to dramatically increase the intrusiveness of government in our daily lives, to dramatically increase the size and power of government. And so what I've seen both around the country and in California are folks, Republicans and Democrats and declined estates and libertarians, people who weren't even active in government or, in politics before, who have come out, who are profoundly uneasy with the direction that government is going today. And so I think that this is a movement that's going to be with us as long as the threat of government being changed forever in the wrong direction. As long as that threat is out there, I think what is commonly known as the Tea Party movement today will continue on.